This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1595. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 14th, Afghanistan, Alaska, Australia, Belarus, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Dominica, Equatorial Guinea, France, Honduras, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Israel, Kashmir, Koreas, Mongolia, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Seychelles, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More monitoring of Radio Afghanistan on 7200. In British Columbia, Harold Sellers has a tentative log on December 10th at 1535. Sounded like news, possibly in English, but a lot of ham radio interference. Copy was difficult. More logs on the same date, December 10th. Over in Italy, Roberto Rizzardi was hearing it during the second half of the one-hour broadcast at 1618 UT with local music, signing off in Urdu at 1630. Lucky Roberto, he's only 5 megameters from Kabul. And also on December 10th, Bruce Portzer in Seattle, Washington was listening. A partial ID at 1529. This is the national radio, it said. And then it too sounded like English news, gradually faded out after 1550. The situation was different on December 11th, the next day. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy was listening, but it cut off the air at 1543 during the news in English, apparently transmitter problems. And the day after that, December 12th, Walt Somniv in Victoria, B.C., listened and heard the same thing as Bruce Portzer had 2 days before. The audio is pretty muddy, difficult to make much out of the content, but the signal was relatively strong, S5 to S7. According to DX Mix News Bulgaria, the B11 schedule of KNLS in Alaska still shows them using only one of their two transmitters, which means the English broadcasts are as follows, 1 hour each, aimed due west from Anchor Point at 10 and 12 UT on 9615 and at 15 on 9655. A new member of the DX Listening Digest group, Tudor Vidiano in Romania, says he just moved to a quiet location and put up a good antenna and has been able to hear his first station on the 120 meter band. It's ABC, Alice Springs, Australia, 2310, December 10th, around 1830, including weather for the Northern Territory. Two reports of Radio Belarus making it to Northeast America on 6155, December 11th. In the NASA group, Rich D'Angelo from his State Park D expedition in Pennsylvania heard group singing and a musical fanfare at 2200 UT, ID and news, in English, only until 2205 when there were other features. Poor to fair reception and no parallels were heard, although several are listed. And on the same occasion, Scott Barber in New Hampshire was listening during the following hour from 2240 until sign-off at 2300. But he says it was in Russian. Two women announcers battering, folk-like music, ID at 2254, pulling the plug at 2300. The Bhutan Broadcasting Service has not been audible for some time on its only shortwave frequency, 6035. But on December 13th, Alakesh Gupta told us they're back on the air with 100 kilowatts and asking for reports. An engineer from All India Radio has been working on the transmitter, so many people tried to hear it. Tony Ashar in Indonesia was hearing interference between two stations on 6035 at 1200 UT, the other one no doubt being PBS Yunnan China, which has continued on that frequency between 10 and 15 UT, alternating hours in Vietnamese and Chinese, with 50 kilowatts aimed to the southeast. I say it's totally self-defeating for those two to be on the same frequency, even if BBS gets up to 100 kilowatts. But Partasarathi Goswami in West Bengal replies, maybe they are not so interested in covering the outer world, just to cover the country. I live in a part of India, only 150 kilometers from Bhutan, and PBS Yunnan, China does not create any problem with local reception. BBS reception was great in Kolkata, even when they run low power. They may be avoiding further problems since they've been switching off around 13 UT. Today it was at 13:12. Myanmar had also been causing problems last year. Perhaps Bhutan is restricting its schedule, not running up to 15 UT. Ron Howard back in California was also monitoring this carefully on December 13th, thanks to the tip from Anakesh Gupta at 12:47. He thinks he was hearing Bhutan under Yunnan, the latter being in Vietnamese. And with the usual time pips in ID and English as the voice of Shangri-La, brought to you by Yunnan Radio. That was at 1300. But he wasn't hearing Bhutan, the other station, much longer after that. As we've heard, they signed off early. Listeners in Europe might have better luck trying for the sign-on of BBS Bhutan on 6035. Alakesh Gupta in New Delhi says it is at midnight UT. However, they were not on the air December 14th due to continuing repair work and training. Following up last week's item about the Bolivians on 4865, Henry Clements phoned the director of Radio Centenario La Nueva and reports on it to Shortwave Bulletin via Thomas Nielsen. According to David Marsana, 4865 is their frequency as well as 6165. They broadcast from dawn to dusk. Both shortwave channels send out the ALAS program from HCJB in Ecuador. And if you believe Señor Marsana, Radio Logos does not exist. Both Radio Centenario and Radio Logos have separate licenses, Marsana says, but both stations are funded by the U.S. Mission Society, EPLABOL. Email to the station's address in WRTH bounces back. Also the same for the address listed for Radio Centenario on HCJB's ALAS website. In Shortwave Bulletin, Arne Nielsen in Sweden reports hearing on 5055, a Brazilian, signing on at 08:01:45 UT, December 11th. He got a recording and Henry Clements immediately identified it as Radio Difusora Cáceres, which is in the northern part of Mato Grosso. In the Radio Escudas group in Brazil, someone signing as Lima MRCIO in Rio de Janeiro reports hearing a spur of the God is Love radio service on 6421, believed to be coming from one or two of the three 49-meter band stations carrying that 6060 or 6120. In my daily monitoring, I'm always looking for Firedrake, music-only jamming from China, and usually come up with a number of frequencies. However, on December 12th, 13th, and 14th, in our mornings, in the 13 to 15 UT period, I've not been hearing a single one. I wonder if it's just propagation, or has there really been a drastic reduction in that instrumental music jamming. There's nothing on shortwave to DX from Dominica, I mean as far as broadcasts, and it's difficult on medium wave in North America and well nigh impossible on FM. However, those lucky southern Brazilians can get trans-equatorial scatter over thousands of miles from the Caribbean. It's one of many reports recently. Ivan Diaz Jr. in Sao Paulo State reports Dominica Broadcasting Service Roseau on 88.1, the 8th of December at 0241 with a station jingle and dance music, and also an end-of-year message mentioning Dominica. Just for giggles, I checked the current shortwave schedule on the Overcomer Ministry website and was surprised to find frequencies there for Africa, which have previously come from Radio Africa in Equatorial Guinea, a station where Brother Scare has not appeared before, and there's been no evidence that Radio Africa is actually currently on the air. So we checked out one of the scheduled times, Monday, between 3 and 4 p.m., probably meaning Eastern Daylight Time, on December 12th. Nope, no sign of it, nor was it heard in Denmark by Anker Peterson, in Nigeria by James McDonald, nor by Jorge Freitas in Brazil. So if Brother Scare is really paying for airtime on Radio Africa, he's wasting his money, or rather that of those who support him. More about the long strike at Radio France International. Mike Cooper reports on December 12th, workers decided to suspend and not stop the strike, which began November 28th, according to a statement at their RFI Repost website. Other actions are being put in place. The mobilization of workers against the merger of RFI and France 24 is intact. Union officials delivered a letter to the office of Prime Minister François Fillon asking that he block the merger, and the ball is in his court. An AFP story also said that even though its worldwide audience has declined from 44 million in 2004 to 35.6 million in 2008, it is popular in France with 26 million listeners inside the country, and that as much as 80% of RFI's programming has been replaced by music during the strike. As of December 14th, I was indeed hearing normal programming rather than music, including English, French, and Spanish. The only shortwave station left in Honduras on 3250 Radio Luz y Vida is still being reported. Bob Buchner in Florida reports to Cumbre DX at midnight 30 UT, December 5th, religious music with a good signal. And a week later on December 12th, Rich D'Angelo on his DX position in Pennsylvania reports to NASWA, hearing it at 0336 until sign-off at 0402, and they were concluding with a religious program in English, a weak but clear signal. Mark Davies in Wales heard an All India Radio station on 4775, signing on at midnight 25 UT. Presumably, the regional station at Imphal, I-M-P-H-A-L, but he could not get a definite ID. However, there was some news in English following that time. From Darjeeling, a reply from Partha Sarathy Goswami says, AIR Imphal signs on at midnight 25 until 0215 on 4775, also in the evening at 1030 to 1700. Their daytime frequency 7335 operates at 0225 to 0400 and 0645 to 1000. All AIR stations carry two newscasts from Delhi at midnight 30 to midnight 40, 5 minutes each in English and Hindi. Alakish Gupta says he did hear an AIR Imphal ID on the recording, most probably in the Manipuri language. Mark Davies in Wales also heard the Northeast Regional Station, All India Radio Shillong, on 4970, December 10th, signing on at midnight 25, but it was very weak. Also reported by Ron Howard in California, December 12th at 1315, in English, ending a Hit Parade Monday music show and identifying as the Northeastern service of All India Radio broadcasting from Shillong, and giving the frequencies plus more English programming. The Voice of Indonesia, after many months, just a shade below 9525, has moved up and apparently changed to its other transmitter to just a shade below 9526. Including the virtually inaudible English hour at 13 UT due to heavy adjacent channel interference from China's radio war on 9530. I first noted the shifted frequency on December 9th, but the daily log of Indonesian shortwave by Atsunori Ishira says the first date he heard 9526 was December 5th. I used to repeat the beginning of the English hour around 15 UT, but lately that hour has been in Chinese if they leave the transmitter on past 14:57, which they did not on December 10th. The next English broadcast is now at 19 UT, or starting a few minutes early, says Wolfgang Duschel in Germany, December 13th. He measured it on 9525.971. You're listening to World of Radio number 1595. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org, especially the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which this edition is based, number 11-50. These usually appear a day or two after our broadcast start. Our thanks this week for financial support from Larry Will of Area 51, who says we are honored to broadcast your show whenever we're able. Unfortunately, they're not able currently, as I mentioned, under the current economic conditions. But check the website www.worldmicroscope.com each Saturday to find out what programming is being carried that weekend by Area 51 on 5110 WBCQ. Our thanks also to Ted Randall of the QSO radio show, who has an internet stream going, which includes World of Radio, every 3 hours, every day of the week, in order to acquaint those trying it out, especially amateur radio operators, with World of Radio. Our program is scheduled to appear at midnight 30 UT and then repeating every 3 hours throughout the week. Just before it is Amateur Radio Newsline, and occupying more of the three-hour blocks is his own show, QSO. The website to find the links is www.tedrandall.com. T-E-D-R-A-N-D-A-L-L. In North America, we are approaching the best time of year for possibly picking up the relays via South Africa of RTE Radio Worldwide from Ireland. Due to the scheduling intended for reception in Southern Africa, on 5820, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania heard it until sign-off at 2031 UT, December 12th, including a World Radio Network ID. It's a one-hour broadcast starting at 19:30. On December 3rd, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany and BCDX heard Galei Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces station, at 0815 UT on 9235. However, as of December 14th, Jari Savolainen in Finland says they changed the frequency to 7635, heard at 1840. Radio Voice of Kashmir is reported by Anker Petersen in Denmark, transmitted from one of the sites near Delhi, India, on 4870.02, December 9th at 0235 to 0250, with Kashmiri talk and songs and some Kodar interference. Evening broadcast also reported on 4870, December 9th at 1515, from Radio Sedaye Kashmir, according to Luca Bottofiora in Italy, PlayDX. DX Mix News reports the latest frequency change of CMI, Voice of Wilderness in Korean, which is clandestine, or is it religious, or is there any difference for North Korea? It's at 13 to 1330 UT, Monday through Saturday, on 9935 via Dushanbe, Tajikistan. But on Sundays, there is an additional hour until 1430. The former frequencies were 9940 and 6275. I was hearing something in Korean on a new frequency, 6550, after 0600 UT, December 8th. Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa in Japan have identified it as a new service from South Korea's MND radio, meaning Ministry of National Defense, aimed at North Korea, of course. The previous broadcasts had featured a male speaker, but the new ones have a female. And the schedule they put together is at 06 to 635 and 11 to 1135, not only on 6550, but also 6435. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports poor reception with a lot of flutter from the English program of Voice of Mongolia, 12.085, December 13th from sign-on at 10.30 until sign-off at 10.58. In the latter part of the semi-hour, there was a mailbag program on that Tuesday. Bruce Portzer in Seattle reports Radio East New Britain, Papua New Guinea on 3.385, December 10th. Adds in English around 08.20. Fair with island and pop music. Gradually dropping in strength, it was weak by 09.01 when it switched to what sounded like NBC News. There was a carrier and bits of audio from possible Radio Sundown on 3205 at the same time. He says this was close to sunset at the transmitter, so possibly sunset enhancement was at work. Following up last week's news about EQSLs coming from Radio Fly, Papua New Guinea on 5960, we now have the email address of the person who's been sending them out, thanks to Takahito Akabayashi in Japan. It's Mr. Kabua J. Momo, who is a broadcast officer. kabua.momo@oktedi.com. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany reported in his BCDX, next to Africa No. 1 Gabon on exactly 9580. There was another signal on 9579.469. Only S4 heard on a remote unit in Japan at 0545 UT December 2nd. It was probably PBS Radio Ngbayan, DZFM or DZRM, from Quezon City, Marulas in the Philippines. That's a very rarely heard station, and it's very low powered, so it's not clear whether it's only sporadically active or just very difficult to pick up. But now we have another report of it from Wagai in Japan, DSWCIDX window, measured on almost the same frequency, 9579.45. December 3rd at 0751 to 0803 with the DZRM PBS Radio Magazine program in English and Tagalog. Straight 3 Senpo signal for him. That's, I believe, the program that is sometimes relayed by Radio Pilipinas. Should you hear a station, say, London calling, chances are it's not the BBC, which doesn't use that quaint phrase anymore, but instead, the voice of Russia. Yes, I heard it. That's apparently the name of a program segment now. The one I heard was about educating Russian children in Britain to be sure they speak proper English rather than American English. This was December 10th at 22:45 on 7250. Is anyone managing to get a QSL from FIBA? Juan Franco Crespo in Spain got this rejection from Carol Collins, supporter relations coordinator at their UK email address. It's good to know you can hear FIBA's programs in Spain. Thanks for your reception report. Now that FIBA no longer runs its own transmitting station, it used to be in Seychelles, we are not able to verify reception reports. This is because we use various service providers who are not able to provide this service for us. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Well, that explanation doesn't quite make sense to me, but that's what they're saying. We still can't hear Radio Taiwan International relayed from WYFR in English at 05 to 06 UT on 6875, since they continue to broadcast in the wrong language according to their own schedule, Chinese during that hour. However, nevertheless, RTI really wants contact with listeners. Robbie in South Wyoming reports to Hardcore DX that he got a new schedule, Christmas card, a Christmas QSL, although it was blank, a picture of the English staff from RTI. But that's not all. In Spanish, at least, they're running a contest called Mi Camiseta de RTI, inviting people to use origami to make a T-shirt with a design according to their location. Thanks to Yimber Gaviria for forwarding that notice to us. Furthermore, in English at least, there is a Picture of the Year competition. You have to visit Photos of the Day on their website and select the one that best represents Taiwan in the year 2011. Three lucky winners will get souvenirs of some sort. The BBG Watch blog has lots of inside info about what's going on at the Voice of America and other U.S. government stations. It's www.usgbroadcasts.com/BBG Watch. For example, a few items I'm quoting in the new DX Listening Digest. Someone signing as the Federalist says in an agency with a runaway reputation for being dysfunctional, the leader has to be the Persian News Network. It's supposed to be one of the agency's marquee operations, broadcasting to Iran. In reality, it's a service ripped apart by internal staff dissension, factionalism, out-of-control personalities, and increasingly poor management. Another anonymous contributor, signing as BBG Watcher, says the new VOA director, David Ensor, threatened to resign in an apparent dispute with the BBG. Also found at BBG Watch, the first news we had heard about the death of legendary VOA radio host Pat Gates. She was host of The Breakfast Show, died in early December. She had retired some time ago, but she served for 15 years as host and interview on The Breakfast Show in English. Pat Gates Lynch also wrote a book on her experiences, published in 2008 by Counting House Press in Michigan, titled Thanks for Listening, High Adventures in Journalism and Diplomacy. For several months, WBCQ had been observing the Sabbath on 7490, previously 7415, that is, taking the day off on Saturdays due to lack of business, and a few shows which had been on Saturday were shifted to Sunday. However, December 10th at 2200, 7490 was on the air with Gospel Rock. It turned out to be another Radio 211 show called I Sing Radio, and not parallel to other Radio 211s or Good Friends Radio Network on 9330. The online schedule shows I Sing Radio is running all the way from 2000 UT Saturday to 0500 UT Sunday on 7490. In ABDX, Kevin Redding says this is not a political post, it's just a way to identify DX. Should you hear a station with left-wing talk, this is a listing of stations carrying those types of programs to help identify your DX. It's leftwingradiostations.com. I took a look and found that it lists absolutely none in Oklahoma or Kansas, only one in Texas, KPFT in Houston, but three in New Mexico. Via Artie Bigley, Central Ohio listeners may hear something else on 820 for a few days, as WOSU, one of the oldest public radio stations on AM, was to sign off on December 14th, and its successor, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, is to start Tuesday, December 20th at 5 p.m. Eastern. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 13th, ANK indices 5 and 2, no higher than 8 and 3, through January 6th. Solar flux dropping to 130 December 21st and 22nd and rising to 150 December 30th to January 1st. And that's World of Radio number 1595. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.